Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from NBC News.
Out of my mind.
A woman accused of helping escape New Orleans inmate Derek Groves was arrested yesterday amid the ongoing, never-ending search for him and fellow escapee Antoine Massey. Dariana Burton, who is Groves' girlfriend, is accused of aiding in his escape, according to the Attorney General in Louisiana. Ms. Burton allegedly exchanged text messages and video calls with Groves while he was still in jail. And in one call, Groves, the missing inmate, intentionally kept the conversation vague because he knew it was being recorded and implied that he would set up a follow-up call that would not be monitored. The follow-up call was intended to discuss the escape, including transportation and potential timing, according to the government. Burton was arrested without incident. She's 28. She faces a felony charge of conspiracy to commit simple escape. It is not clear if Burton has obtained an attorney, and it probably doesn't matter. Groves and Massey remain on the run. It has been...
Weeks.
They escaped on May 16th, so it's almost been a month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They are long gone.
Why do I find this story so fascinating?
Because it's an escape. It's an escape story.
Well, it's just like we find murder and serial killers and all that fascinating. It's because we could never be in that mindset.
Listen to this very troubling local story right out of Kansas City. And this happened up near the airport. And I hope they're scouring surveillance to help this woman. The headline reads, a Kansas City woman called police for help after a cry for help. Where was 911? All right.
Mm-hmm.
The woman screamed in the darkness for her to call police, and Katie Rodden did. For several minutes that night last month, she waited on hold with 911 as she pursued the van that she watched a woman be stuffed in while it careened along I-29 in the Northland. Moments before, Katie Rodden had stopped her vehicle for a van parked on an on-ramp near KCI. I have so many questions for this woman. Like, good Samaritan, you stop because there's a van parked there. Like, good on you, but hoy, because listen to what happened next. Okay. Katie stops. There's a van there. A woman bursts out of the van, begs for help, says, call police. And a man then shoves her back into the van and says to Katie, she's fine. I don't know why she's saying that. She's okay. All the while, Katie says,
you're in a van.
The woman is still screaming. The man chased the woman back to the van, overpowered her, and drove off with her in the car. Was this domestic violence? Was this an abduction? Rodden then pursued the van. I mean, this woman is my hero, but also, oy.
No, that's a gutsy call.
She,
I give her credit.
She watched as it swerved and sped along the interstate. She spotted the passenger side door fly open several times as if the woman was trying to jump out.
On a highway.
Wow. A recorded message on the other end of the 911 call just kept repeating, you know, please stay on hold.
Mm-hmm.
They need something that says, if a woman has just been stuffed into a van
Press one.
Press one now. She had the license plate. She had the details of what she saw. She could still see the car, the van. Eventually, the van exited near Zona Rosa.
Okay.
She estimated it was 10 minutes before the 911 call taker was able to get to her. Okay?
Did you say 9 minutes?
About 10, yeah. Wow. So she calls police a couple days later and goes, like, hey, did you help this woman? And police say, like, we don't have any record of what you're talking about. That's the end of this story. She says, quote, I tried to help this person. I feel like there are systems in place and they failed both of us. She said, I hope she's okay, but I don't know.
Well, can we call police tomorrow and follow
yes.
up?
Yes. Let me ask you this. Would you have followed that van from a safe distance?
Yes. I wouldn't be right behind it. It wouldn't be obvious necessarily that I'm following it, but it's a van. I mean, it's pretty distinguishable on a highway.
All right, I'm going to be honest. If for some reason 3 minutes go by, then five, and they say don't hang up, you'll lose your place in line. Because there's probably some ding-a-ling that's clogging up the line, wanting to, you know why their burger didn't have cheese on it.
Didn't get the right sauce to talk about.
Would you not just hang up and start live streaming it on social? Like, and just say, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but someone needs to help. Like, there's a woman trying to escape this van. I just saw her shoved in there. Because at least then you're going to get a lot of eyeballs on it.
I would stay on 911.
For 9 minutes, Scott? Well,
yeah. Sadly, it took that long. But live stream, what are we going to, vigilante justice? People going to come running out of their homes in the Northland?
No, because I don't want anyone to get hurt. But like, also, I feel like it would get more attention that way. If the 911 system is clogged and someone is in dire need of help right now.
I understand, but you're going to get her help presumably more quickly if you stay on 911 than if you put it on Facebook Live. You'll get a lot of attention on Facebook Live, but you won't get her any help.
What percentage of people do you think would have followed that van? This is in Kansas City.
At a safe distance?
Yep.
65%.
Oh, I think you are way high. And I love where your heart is. Sam?
I think he's way high as well.
I don't
30,
do that stuff.
30%.
You think it's that low?
Probably. And I think it would weigh heavily male to female, though God bless Katie, she followed.
I would follow the van. I would.
I think it also depends on packing or not packing.
I think it depends on kids in car or not kids in car.
You didn't mention that, and I don't have small kids anymore. So, I mean, if I had a small kid in the car.
If I had my children in the car, period, I would not follow that van. I would call immediately and report what I had seen, because there's got to be surveillance cameras all over KCI Zona Rosa, for that matter.
If I had my adult daughters in the car, I would tell them both get in the back seat and lay down. Daddy's going following somebody.
Oh, my gosh. Like you're Liam Neeson? I don't know who you are.
I don't know what you want.
I have very particular skills.
Skills that make me a very dangerous man.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
All right, you just sounded just like him there. That's kind of creepy.
I've practiced it before.
Oh, okay. That's what you do at night between Wheel of Fortune.
At home in the mirror?
Puzzles.
You don't need a mirror to know if you sound like Liam Neeson. I'm not trying to look like him.
Dana, how's your knee doing?
It hurts so bad. And
no, I'm going to tell everybody
you guys,
what you said.
The entire left side of my body hurts. So, all the way up my leg, all the way up my hip, and my arm.
So Dana gets up during the top of the hour news with Dan, and she's going out to the company kitchen over here on the third floor. And she's walking in front of me, and she goes, and she's kind of like wobbling a little bit and clearly uncomfortable. And she looks at me and she goes, when she hit her kneecap on the desk early last hour.
The whole world heard it.
The whole world heard it. And she looks at me and she goes, I think I'm paralyzed. And Sam goes, you're walking.
I'm telling you, the inside of my body hurts. The entire left side of my body hurts, my back and my knee. But it's all emanating from the knee. Could you hear it on the air, Sam?
You most certainly
God,
could.
God, that hurt.
And then you go, ow! 913-586-7798. Bizarre, hopefully not tragic situation out of the Northland where, did you say it was last week or last month? Did you say it was in May?
I will get the exact date.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was a little bit of time ago where a woman says she's on 29. There's an exit ramp. She sees a van, a white van, I think you said, and a woman jumps out and runs over and goes, call the police, call the police. A man jumps out of the van at this point, goes over to Miss Rodden and says, she's crazy. I don't know why she's talking like that. And shoves her back into the van and takes off.
Yeah, I've seen Silence of the Lambs. I'm calling 911.
Miss Rodden gives chase or pursuit of the van all the while on the phone with 911. Her call is not answered for more than 9 minutes. Wow. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right, let's go to John in Blue Springs. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thank you. It's yours, but thank you.
I had a very similar experience. I was eastbound on I-70 in Kansas City area, and the vehicle was already in motion, but there were a woman and a man, and the woman was in the passenger seat, and they were clearly in a fist fight. And several times going at highway speed, she opened the door and tried to jump out of the vehicle. And I saw this going on, and they were swerving all over the place, and I decided to pursue, and I followed them and managed to get a hold of 911, and I gave them a description of the vehicle as best I could and the license plate number. So I was fortunate that I was able to get through to 911 and give them the description, and I followed them for a good 10 miles before they took an exit, and for whatever reason, I decided not to take the exit and continue the pursuit, because I had gotten a hold of the police and I didn't feel comfortable going into that neighborhood.
You got to listen to the voice in your head, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, what if I get in a situation where he pulls over or blocks the road? You know, I'm on a narrow town road or something like that. And he gets out and starts shooting, you know?
No, I mean, you obviously have to look out for yourself.
And
Yeah. Nobody blames you for that, John. I'm glad you were able to help as much as you did.
Yeah, I was very fortunate, like I said, to be able to give them a description of the vehicle. And there's no way for me to know whether she was helped or anything, or for me to call the police and find out what happened.
Yeah, that's the thing, John. Like, when you do call for help, you want to know. And that's what this Katie said in this case.
Exactly.
Like, I just want to know, like, what ended up happening. And I think even if they knew, they couldn't tell you.
Right. Yeah. You get left hanging, and you just don't know. And you go through life wondering, I wonder if that person was okay, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it and the kind words. Kim and Lee Summit. Hello, Kim.
Hey. So my son's a pilot, and he was driving up to the airport a couple years ago. He's on 435, and the same thing happened, kind of. So this van was ramming this random lady's car.
Oh, God.
And, like, projecting her forward. And my son was like, what the heck? And so the van would, like, just keep ramming it. And this lady was by herself, and she was terrified. So my son kind of, like, kept back, called 911. The lady finally gets off on an exit, and the van follows her.
Oh, my goodness.
And so a couple days later, like, he didn't follow after that. He had to go to work. So anyway, police officer calls him, and he's like, hey, we need to take your statement on what happened. And we're going to file charges because they apparently found the guy. And my son was like, well, is the guy going to know that I'm giving this information? And they're like, absolutely. He's going to know your name, where you live. Oof. My son was like, I'm out. No.
I mean, I don't blame him, Kim. I wouldn't want my kids in the public record with something like that.
Right.
You can't be a silent witness.
No, it's in the Constitution. You have a right to face your accusers.
Yep. So there you go.
All right. Sadly, when it was written, people weren't as crazy as they are today. And
I don't know. We had someone string up a horse thief.
Well, that's true. And then they buried him in a
semi-marked grave.
Unmarked grave. I believe that she said they only used a rock in the beginning.
It was marked adjacent.
Yeah, marked adjacent. Ann in Kansas City, what's up?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago, these two guys had broke into my home, and my neighbors had it on surveillance camera. They got pictures. And while I'm in the driveway with the insurance company, the guys walk back past my block in the same neighborhood. So I follow them. I call the police. Police don't come, of course. I call over and over again. I mean, I even go to the police station to file a report. I even tell them I know where these guys are. You guys can go arrest them. Still, no police. I tracked them for like 2 days, and then finally, it was a Friday, and I saw the guy again. Finally called the police. I was like, I know where they are. This is where they're at. Please come get these guys. So between me and the KCPD, we get the first guy. I show them a picture of his accomplice. And they're like, oh, we know this kid, too. They end up getting him the next day.
Good.
And because of all the information and places I showed them, they end up getting not only those two guys who actually have felony warrants. They got like four more guys with felony warrants, three bags of meth, a couple of weapons, because I became my own Liam Neeson. I became my own vigilante, my own police officer.
But, Ann, wait, they were in your house?
They were in my home. They stole things out of my home. I called the police. No one came. The city was on a blackout. It was right after Memorial Day. I even went to the police station to try to do a report. They say, wait for the police. And I'm like, but you guys are the police. I'm here. I know where they are. We can go get them right now. I know where they are. They still wouldn't come. But Friday, they finally caught him. And then, like, the next day, they caught the other guy.
But, Ann, real quick, when you say you tracked them, do you mean you physically followed them?
You should have heard the call on Friday. They're like, ma'am, you surveilled them? I was like, yes, I've been surveilling these guys for the last 72 hours. Please come arrest them.
What are you, a PI?
Yes!
Former military, can't help it.
Okay.
Okay, well, and you be safe. Do not do that again, but I'm so glad you got them caught.
Thank you.
They messed with the wrong woman.
Be well.
We can't shake her.
Continue to monitor events in Los Angeles, looking at the live video on CNN, there are about three times as many police officers as there are protesters.
Yeah, nothing to report.
Nothing to report. They are literally surrounding the protesters. And
it is confusing that their cameras are trained on this particular group because they keep reporting. I keep hopping in and out of the audio in here. But there's like five or six groups that are surrounded. Are the other ones larger?
I haven't seen a large group today.
What is happening?
The police are watching a group of about 25.
They should all play Red Rover, Red Rover. That's what it looks like they're doing. Honestly. You remember that game on the playground?
Yes.
Ring around the rosy.
Send Officer Beatty on over. Danielle in North Kansas City. Hello, Danielle.
Hey, love the show. I'm just going to let you guys know, I work at KU and I live up north. Well, on the way home one day, right in front of the KCK police station, I happened to see the same thing happen. Like, there was a female passenger who was clearly trying to get out of the car, and the driver kept pulling her back in. And I called, and luckily, like, the police did a U-turn right there because there was happened to be. But I was just going to say that one of my concerns is if I wasn't right where I happened to be, I really wouldn't want to follow because I just feel like you never know these days if somebody stages a situation and to try to get you to follow them. Mm. So that's just kind of what goes through my head too. Just people are crazy. So I was just
anybody. That's a good point. That's a good point, Danielle.
Dan's just like,
thank you for making the
call. If nobody is coming to help me, I'm going to surveil them on my own. I'm going to make a citizen's arrest. We are going to get the ne'er-do-wells off the street.
She was the original one. It wasn't Mike DePasquale. It was Ann who said, I got this. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
You can thank us later, but if you have not seen The Catch, and no, I'm not talking about Franco Harris, The Immaculate Reception.
There's only one.
Yesterday, the A's were playing the Angels, I believe, and A's outfielder Denzel Clark, and I know that there's still like 100 games left in the season. There is no catch that can be made by any team in the next 100 games that will top what Denzel Clark did last night.
Nope.
He literally climbs the outfield wall, makes the catch midair.
Almost flips over the wall.
And almost goes over the wall, but just barely makes it back. Sam, I don't know if we can get the play-by-play.
Oh, it is.
It was very exciting.
If you Google greatest catch of all time last night, you will get results because it is crazy.
The
Denzel Clark of the Athletics.
Yeah. And just go and YouTube it later when you get home tonight. Clark with an E, by the way, at the end.
Fox Sports is calling it the catch of the year.
That is correct.
Oh, I did see this. I thought it was an old video.
No.
I didn't realize that happened last night.
It was yesterday, yeah.
Ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready to hear it.
Nolan Schanuel with a fly ball left center field. Denzel Clark racing back. He's all the way back. He's at the wall. He climbs it. He caught it. I can't believe it. Denzel Clark with a sensational catch. How did he do it?
That's an all-timer. He's well over half his body over the wall. That's a Mike Trout play at this ballpark.
Even the pitcher has his glove on his head. Like, what in the world?
Listen to this.
It's pretty awesome.
The Huron Daily Tribune calls it one of the best snags in Major League Baseball history. The BBC, 12 hours ago, said Clark makes, quote, one of the greatest
catches of all
you
time.
Will ever see. What is a cricket catch?
A cricket. They play cricket over there. They don't play baseball.
Oh, I was like, is that what they call it when you flip over the wall? I didn't know what you were talking
not
about.
A can of corn.
Not a can of corn.
I mean, we're not going to talk about yard, a can of corn.
And then he was robbed.
Correct.
He was going to go yard.
Hey, I would like to say welcome home to sweet Jack Caglione and his family. He was quoted today as saying that he is more excited about his hometown debut tonight than he was for his major league debut.
You're putting way too much pressure on this kid.
Oh, he was 4 for 4 the other night.
I'm sure somebody's dad would love a Cags t-shirt.
Wouldn't that be so nice if I sent that to my dad for Father's Day?
For Father's Day. I mean, he'd love that.
Now, Dana, you can order
it. I've already sweated in it. He's not getting it.
You can order one from Charlie Hustle.
Do they have them now?
They do.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll order him one.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah.
The bastard stepchild of Mother's Day.
We're going to need to put a rush on that.
And I got a robe.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a robe. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny, you guys.
I totally forgot about that.
Do you know what happened today?
I'm getting screwed on Father's Day.
Why?
Because it falls on my birthday.
Mm. What do you mean? It's a double whammy.
Father's Day.
That sucks.
It's not like they were going to celebrate Father's Day anyway.
Yes, you are. Of course you are. We're going to have brunch.
Yeah, you ever notice the gifts that you get, like the mom? You get them a massage.
Or a robe.
Well, you did get a robe 1 year. That's correct. But like I got Tia an hour-long massage, Swedish. Dads get grilling tools and stuff, food, and...
Like you can grill for me if I give you the tools to grill.
I'm going
to
give you all this food, these steaks and everything. We're going to order all this stuff.
And you're going to cook them.
And then you're going to go out back, you old man, and you're going to cook me dinner on your day. It's not fair.
Isn't that what men like to do? Go out there and grill some meat.
Here's a new lawnmower. Now get busy.
Yeah. Here's a new lawnmower. That's right. I even put gas in it for you.
I do not do that. I'm a great gift giver.
You are a good gift giver.
Right. It's nothing.
It is something.
It's not for your dad.
Hasn't been delivered yet.
Hasn't been ordered yet.
Listen to this. I am on my way into work today. And for the first time in my life, I have cash.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Ever have cash. But I was in that tournament Thursday and Friday, and we were big winners. So I've got some cash. And I think I want a coffee on my way in because I didn't sleep at all last night. So I stop at to get my coffee, and I get up there, and I pull out my change. I have two $1 bills and then a 50. Okay. So I get up there. My coffee's what? $6, Sam? I don't want a coffee. $6. And I say to the woman right down the street here, I said, hey, I just have a 50. Can you just break this for me? She looks at me like I'm crazy. Number one.
Is that a look you get often?
Yeah. And like I just robbed a bank or I've been printing money illegally in my basement. She looked at that 50 and had no idea what to do with it.
How old would you say she was?
Pull it out. It's still right here, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Would you take her picture?
No, she was, of the 50. It's Benjamin. No, who's on the 50? Jackson?
No.
Jefferson?
No.
Grant. Adams?
No.
Whatever.
Ulysses Grant.
Here's the 50. So I hand it to her, and she goes.
Why is it so crumpled?
Oh.
Yeah, why is it so crumpled?
She's like, I don't know that we can take that. And I go, money? And she goes, let me go ask my manager. Okay, I'm just going to be honest.
Clearly they didn't, because you still have it.
I always try to shop local, you know that. I didn't have time to shop local today.
So you went to Starbucks.
A very big chain, the Caribou Coffees across the street. She looked at me like I was crazy, left for a couple of minutes, and then came back. At this point, I'm looking in my wallet like, she better take the 50, because I left my bank card at home. She comes back and she goes, yeah, we can't take this.
Why?
Look, do I have a $50 bill in my hand? I never have cash.
Then how'd you get the coffee?
Because I have an emergency. I have one emergency bank card that I never used. And then that was it. I've got some business cards in here. I've got my Tesla card.
Would you like for me to check if it's real?
Well, of course it's real. I won it.
No.
That does not mean it's real.
It's got that little thing on it. Anyway, I'm telling you.
You have to run
cash
a Sharpie.
Is dead.
What is it, Sam? You run the Sharpie over anything larger than a 20, and what happens?
But it's not a Sharpie. It's a specific type of marker, and based on the type of fabric, because it's actually not paper, it's fabric.
Correct.
That the bill is made out of, it will either light up a certain color or not.
This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Counterfeit ones say that too.
This is not counterfeit.
How do you know?
I will check it out for you during the break.
Because got an old dude on it. I mean, it looks like money to me.
Well, the counterfeit ones have the got an old dude on it too.
as someone who is trained in change counting, and yes, that is part of the training, it is very difficult for me to hand anybody a bill and watch them count my change. Because no matter how quick they are, it is the slowest thing in the world.
And I just always, Sam, I just always tell them to keep it.
No. That's, nope, the 23 cents, the two dimes, three pennies.
You haggle over pennies?
No, I don't. But they're like, they will take it and then they will look at it. And then they'll just look at it.
Like they don't know what, yeah.
And then they'll just look at it.
But Sam, it's because
my change
money
is $4.23.
Is dead. That's why.
Drives me nuts.
I don't think money's dead.
I don't think it is either.
You know what drives me nuts? Carrying cash, because nobody knows what to do with it anymore. And then guess what? She goes, do you want to add a little something here? Just a little something at the end? You want to maybe just, you got three choices there.
And you denied my 50.
Guess what I clicked on? No thanks.
Good. I wouldn't tip either if they didn't take my cash. I'm cash's king.
I want a new option. $1, $5, or go...
Blank yourself. Well, I went to...
Wait, real quick. There's a meme going around right now that says something to the effect of, to the Subway sandwich artists, no, I'm not going to tip you. Please act like we didn't just make that sandwich together. I thought that was so funny.
I'm not familiar with this young man. He's kind of bro country, so I wouldn't have occasion to listen to him. But country singer Connor Smith has been identified as the driver of a pickup truck that fatally struck a 77-year-old woman in Nashville over the weekend.
So sad.
He's got a song. Apparently, it's a hit of his called I Hate Alabama. And yes, it's about Alabama football. He's 24 years old. He was behind the wheel of a Chevy Silverado on Sunday when he allegedly struck and killed a woman walking in a crosswalk. Dorothy Dobbins has since been confirmed as the victim. He was not under the influence of anything, according to police.
Did she just walk in front of his car?
It doesn't specify here. There are no charges at present.
Was it downtown Nashville?
Oh, yeah. That place is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
He
said it was nearby Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
That would be downtown.
Police said he showed no signs of impairment. He did fail to yield the right of way to a pedestrian. So she was walking. He's from Nashville. Okay. Opened for Luke Bryan last year.
I said to Scott in the newsroom, Sam, there would be few things worse than striking somebody with your car, period. I don't care what the circumstances are. There would be few things worse than knowing that you did that.
There are a lot of crosswalks near my neighborhood. When I approach, I do the 10 and 2 look before I even come anywhere near it.
By the way, you always talk about how many people are out in your neighborhood.
There were a lot last night.
I was like, wow, there are people all over the place.
Oh, when we went for a walk after you left, there wasn't that many people out.
I mean, there were at least four people walking their dog on one sidewalk.
See, people do get out.
I was surprised.
Sir Rod Stewart is apologizing. By the way, I want to thank the two of you for helping me clean out the crap that I don't want at my house.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, and Tom, thank you for the coffee table. I appreciate it.
Good.
Yeah, Sam got There's a nice
tradio.
Little...
We're tradio right over here.
Sam got a nice little...
Really turned into tradio for about 5 minutes.
Workout mat. I've got a shop vac in the trunk of my car. That will be yours in exactly 14 minutes.
Cannot wait.
We're not going to tell you the name of the shop vac that we gave it last night.
Nope.
Sir Rod Stewart is apologizing to fans after canceling several shows as he recovers from the flu. He is now 80 years old. He has canceled 4 dates and rescheduled 2 more, cutting down on an ongoing Las Vegas residency.
He's 80 years old. Yep. Wow.
Yep. I mean, once you get to that age, and I get it, he still looks good, sounded pretty good when I saw him at I think it was the Grammys not too long ago. Why wouldn't you just want to enjoy that money, retire on some island in the Caribbean, chill out?
Is he married to Sharon Osbourne?
Oh, I do not like that woman.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy.
Come on, baby, let me know. Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. CNN reporting that Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner.
Incredible.
Has donated $50 million to launch an autism research institute. Nice play. No pun intended. From the New York Post, moviegoers at AMC theaters are in for a rude awakening starting next month. A few commercials and coming attractions before a movie begins are expected. However, soon enough, AMC theaters say they will be delaying the start times of movies even more. On July 1st, AMC theaters, the largest chain in the U.S. and in Europe, will be adding one additional commercial on top of the many that they are already playing after upcoming movie trailers and before the start of the movie. And apparently people are not happy about this.
Nothing says bring them back to the theaters like more commercials.
The deal is a win-win for both AMC and NCM. Who the hell is NCM? Okay. Pre-show initiative does not negatively influence movie-going habits. Well, you know what I would wish they would do? And this is not an original thought, I don't think. Is tell me what time the screen comes on.
Yeah.
And then tell me what time the movie actually starts.
But you know what? Well, I'm gonna be honest. I like the previews. I kind of like it.
I do too.
Some of the commercials are funny, and I'll watch those.
All right, then move the commercials to the front. And I know that this is never going to happen because a lot of people do like the previews and to see what kind of movies they want to go see in the future. But move the commercials to the front and then tell me when the previews are going to start.
So there are commercials before the movie start time and then commercials after the movie start time. There is a higher premium for the commercials after the movie start time, obviously, because they're expecting more people to be in their seats already. But if you go to enough movies, it's the same amount of commercials at every movie. And so you can just say, oh, you know, it was 7 minutes of commercials. Okay, walk into the theater 7 minutes after the movie start time.
I only watch the Royals and nature shows.
What happened to you?
We don't know. She wants to live out in the country.
Do you know what happened the other night, Sam?
Started cooking.
There was a seal on one bobbing piece of ice. And these orca killer whales. Look this up, you guys. It is the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Like
the
this.
Orcas in tandem, like six of them, line up. And they go speeding toward the chunk of ice.
With the
they
seal
dive
on it.
Under it, and they catapult that seal
right into their
like
belly.
A springboard on a gymnastics floor. Yeah.
And they launched him into the air.
It did not end well for the seal.
Well, how are they going to split up a seal? That's like a snack.
They did. I'm like, turn it.
Orcas.
All right, turn it.
Safe to say that seal did not make it.
Yeah, I know. There's always the voice always comes down. And then the closed captioning on it is hilarious. Intensified music.
Yes, I've seen that before.
Seal bleating. I'm like, I don't bleating. Need to read what the seal is doing as it's dying, people.
Bleating?
Yes, no. No, that's what they'll say. I don't know if it's bleating or something, but I think it is.
They make up all kinds of words. They're,
like goats apparently bleat.
Bleat.
Okay.
And it'll say goat bleating.
Why
knee
do they always
banging.
Have to and talk like this?
I don't know, but they do.
I've never understood that.
But ever since COVID ruined me on the closed caption.
I have to have it.
I do too.
I have to have it.
And I don't know why it was during COVID that everybody switched over, or maybe we just got old.
Yes.
Everybody switched over to closed caption, and I just got used to it. I don't know if I was watching British movies on Netflix and couldn't understand them or what.
Well, it started for me with Peaky Blinders.
I was just about to say that exact thing.
Yeah. It started with Peaky Blinders. Oh, hello. Tom Shelby. And then after that, I never turned it off.
A Wisconsin girl, Molly Lenius, has set the new state record by selling 35,598 boxes of Girl Scout cookies over 13 years.
Good for her. You get a badge for that?
I bet you do.
It's called the Bragger Badge.
Bragger. All right, we got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.